Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 12th, 2021, and this is episode 10 of the Context and Clarity podcast. So I want you to know right up front that the reason that I record all these podcast episodes is to start the thought process and to spur conversation, because I want to challenge you to think and explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. And speaking of practice, we've been talking all week about some aspect of starting your own. So did you catch yesterday's simulcast episode where Catherine McPhail and I talked with Ryan Willard? He's the host of the Business of Architecture UK podcast. I really appreciate Ryan's ability to draw from a deep well of knowledge, both from his own practice and from the many, many conversations with experts on the different aspects of the business of architecture. So what about that all-important first year? That's where we started the conversation, and the old adage of the entrepreneur wearing 17 hats is never more true than it is in that first year of business. Where are you in your career? Are you preparing to launch into your first year of business? Are you in your first year? Or are you well beyond your first year? Maybe you have no desire to own your own business. That's a legitimate position as well. If that's the case, though, do you know what it was like and what the focus was during the first year that your employer was in business? I think everyone, owner or employee, needs to understand that. If you want to dig deeper into this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 9. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour-long conversation. There are well over 100 questions and comments, and they're all from the Entree Architect Community. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is Context and Clarity, and I participate in the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. So if you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and adding to and becoming part of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily context and clarity conversation format, and we'll continue on the theme of things to do as you're starting your firm by talking about Google Business Pages for architects. So here's a question. Have you set up your business page? Whether you have or not, there's most likely an entry on Google for your business. Fleshing out your business profile is one of the easiest, cheapest, it's free by the way, quickest ways for your business to show up in search results. And I think it's also one of the most overlooked on the must-dos list. Do you think that your potential clients ever Google architects in your area, like give me a list of architects in Chicago or something like that? Imagine if your potential clients wanted to read reviews of your firm. Your Google business page is one place they'd find them. Do you want your business to show up on Google Maps? Remember, many of the GPS apps out there run on Google Maps. What other benefits can you imagine from having a solid Google business profile? Do you have any tips for architects that are working on building out their profile? These are some of the questions that we'll ask and answer today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.